who's got muscles like Popeye, wears elaborate costumes, and goes by the nickname Marie Antoinette, a lady arm wrestler, of course. By day, she's Stephanie Browning. By night, she's a member of the fast-growing Olympia Collective of Lady Arm Wrestlers. An Olympian, Maureen Staples, started that collective earlier this year. Browning told Jeannie Yandel she first arm wrestled when she was in the Army, and she was one of the only women in her unit.
It is kind of fun. It is. It gives you a chance to showcase yourself. Look at me go. Watch me do this.
Well, you said when the opportunity came up to be part of Oly Claw, you were like, yeah. So what was so appealing about being part of an organization that competitive arm wrestles?
When Maureen Maples brought the idea and the concept to us, first off, again, I had done it before. And then when she started talking about what it was really about, and that's being a part of a community and a collective, all of us being together and raising money for a charity. I think that that's probably one of the greatest aspects about what we do.
I'm talking with Stephanie Browning. She's a competitive arm wrestler as part of the Olympia Collective of Lady Arm Wrestlers, or Oly Claw for short. Well, I understand that Oly Claw gets together weekly to talk about safety and strategy for arm wrestling competitions. And I wanted to talk about safety first. How do you train for a safe arm wrestling competition?
Basically, we just want to make sure that no one gets injured. We just want to make sure that we're paying attention to our bodies, to what's happening, the fine mechanics. We also have a referee that's there. He describes during the bouts, making sure to keep your arm up like you're speaking into a microphone and following that microphone with you all the way down. This is to avoid breakage, because arm breakage does happen in arm wrestling, and we want to make sure that that does not happen. When you're done, you're done. When you're close enough to be down, you're down.
You also get together to talk strategy. How do you strategize in an arm wrestling competition? I must admit, when I think strategy, I think chess, but not arm wrestling.
True. Strategy is going to be how you're going to get up to that table and what you're going to do. Some wrestlers think that their method of doing it is a little intimidation, or the way that you stand can have something to do with it. There are different placements of your hand that can make a difference. The hook.
Okay, what's the hook?
The hook, turning the wrist towards yourself and using the different set of muscles to pull towards. Little strategies.
I don't want you to give away your playbook or anything, but do you have a specific style or strategy that you tend to adhere to?
I do, actually, and I'm not afraid to share it with our collective.
Will you share it with our listeners?
I think I could do that. Pretty much all I do is just getting up and put my arm up. I think that that's a great intimidation strategy, showing that I'm not afraid. The other thing is the hook. I turn my wrist and I pull towards my body hard as I can and see where it goes.
I love this image. There's no trash talk, nothing. You just walk up and put your arm up.
I do. I do. I try to stay away. Part of it is I just don't know what I'd say and what I'd do. You know, what would Marie Antoinette do? She does have a few taglines. She does say, "Welcome to my guillotine." She does say, "Let her eat cake." Things like that. But I think that in time, as her character develops, some more of her talk might develop as well.
I'm talking with Stephanie Browning. She's known among competitive lady arm wrestlers as Marie Antoinette. That's her stage name. Stephanie is part of the Olympia Collective of Lady Arm Wrestlers, or Oly Claw. So you just talked a little bit about what Marie Antoinette does when she walks up to compete. But what does it take for you to go from Stephanie Browning to Marie Antoinette?
You know, in my real life, I wear a lot of hats. I am a mother. I'm a wife. I am a student, full-time student. I work part-time. I'm a reserve deputy coroner for the Lewis County Coroner's Office. And I'm an arm wrestler. And so it takes a lot to put together. I have an entourage that helps me out as well. I have my ladies in waiting. They dust the competitor. They dust the table to make sure that it's clean for Her Majesty. Getting ready takes, you know, it's more than just the costume. It takes the frame of mind, being a part of the collective and bouncing everything off of each other. You know, everyone's input is so important.
It sounds like Marie Antoinette is, on some level, kind of a group creation.
She really is. She really is. without the feedback from the rest of us, I wouldn't know where to go with her. I wouldn't know what was acceptable and what was important to showcase in with her. And so, and again, she's still being built. She's not all the way there yet. And so her identity's growing, and I can't wait to see where it ends up.
You've said that part of the reason you got involved with the collective and you started arm wrestling competitively was to have an image of a woman who's tough, to put an image out there of a woman who's tough. Why was that important to you?
I have two daughters. I mean, I can't think of a better reason. Seeing all of us get up there and be powerful and strong and being a part of a sisterhood, knowing that you can lean on others, knowing that you can be strong. And sometimes it takes a little work, but you can get there.
What do your daughters think of your life as a competitive arm wrestler?
Right now, they are so excited. To them, their mommy is famous. And it just makes me feel so important to them that's what they see.
What difference has that made in your life to be that tough woman?
You know, I think I've always kind of felt pretty secure and pretty tough. Again, being a veteran, being strong in a physical aspect is completely different than being a strong person. And I think that I've learned to differentiate with the girls in the collective what that means. You know, anyone could feel strong or feel brave and get up on a stage, but what it truly means to be strong is a little different than that. And that means gaining information from those around you and using it to benefit everybody.
We wanted to get a better feel for how these arm wrestling matches go down. So very brave Jeannie Yandel challenged Marie Antoinette to a match. And this is how all of Marie Antoinette's matches begin, with a song from Beyoncé.
Welcome to my guillotine.
I'm going to lose.
Ref?
Set,
go.
Holy smokes. Okay, that I tried.
Thank you.
Stephanie Browning, a.k.a. Marie Antoinette, is a member of the Olympia Collective of Lady Arm Wrestlers. She spoke with and defeated Jeannie Yandel, and you heard it here first on the record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.